in the community. You hear it in the news, the municipalities, the school districts, fire departments, they have budgets, and a lot of times there are things that they need that are not budgeted for and wouldn't be in the community if there were not volunteer groups to pick up the slack and provide some of those amenities.
To help our communities thrive.
Why is volunteerism needed? I think I kind of touched on that on the last answer. For the quality of life in a community such as Slinger and Allenton in the surrounding areas, again, municipalities, there might not be budgets that can take care of baseball fields, community parks, some of those things that we take for granted that our kids or our families can enjoy. Same with the police department, the fire departments. There are things that they would like to have in order to provide services for the community, but can't afford, and so the service groups pick up the slack on that as well and help them out, including the school in your tech departments as well.
What projects were you involved in when you were involved in the Rotary Club?
We did the community park downtown, that pavilion, and when I was president, we did a remake of the play area that the is adjacent to the pavilion, providing some new equipment and some new the groundskeeping and everything else, so that it was a better place for the young kids to play. Was involved in the Fireman's Park, which is now Rotary Park, with Bear Pavilion, and contributing towards the whole project itself. The other things that we were involved in were getting the Jaws of Life for the fire department for rescues in accidents. We've done a lot of those types of things.
What have the projects been in Rotary in our community? Some of them you'll see really visibly. You'll see our community park has the pavilion, and you'll notice it because of the Rotary wheel. You also see Rotary Park. Rotary Park was just renamed during my presidential year, and we were able to not only bring the name forth to it, but it also has another community building there with Rotary's wheel on it. You'll also see things you might not see things in the community, such as when I was president, we brought forth a project to the Slinger Police Department, and we were able to provide them with training materials and bodysuits to actually go and train better, to be better police officers to support our community. And then we also have done things with the police department too, where we have purchased shields for them to protect them. And we've also done some great projects because we are Slinger Allenton Rotary Club. We've also done things in Allenton where this past year, we worked with our fire department there, and they have now a chair that somebody can be picked up into, like second floor, and the paramedics or the firemen can put them into this chair, and the chair will walk down the steps for the firemen and paramedics, causing less bodily harm to them who are trying to help the person that is hurt. So some of those projects you see more behind the scenes, but some of the projects you'll see in the community very visible with our.
In 2025, it's going to be the 65th anniversary of Rotary. Kind of cool to look back. What does it feel like to
Slinger's Rotary?
Okay. The kind of cool to look back over the years. Is it something that you have a great pride in, to be part of an organization that's been around for so many years?
65 years with Slinger Rotary. Wow. To look back and see, one of the things that drew me into being in the Rotary Club were the members that I was introduced to 5 years ago when I started Rotary. I also have family members that are in Rotary, and I just saw all the amazing things that they did in the community, but more importantly, it's the friendships that we have built with each other, and then also our community. So 65 years strong. I can't imagine what it's going to look like in another 65 years, but it's such a great community to belong to and such a great club.